WADK.
And time for the business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. And Sarah Walker Thompson, we get to meet another new business.
We do. You know, not so brand new in the area. But
new to us.
New to us, exactly. and kind of new to our island, for us islanders who are used to what we're used to, and you get some new things that roll through. Vacation Newport is a local business. And representing this morning, I have Brian Warner and Haley Sabatasso. Ah, lovely. Good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Vacation Newport is the overriding name for a multitude of local properties. Can you break down for our listeners which different places on the island are encompassed in the Vacation Newport name?
Sure. We have the Newport Lofts, which are our vacation rentals. They're luxury vacation rentals, which are all along Thames Street, downtown Newport. We have two inns. We have the Newport Inn on Spring Street, and we have the Firehouse Inn, which is the former Firehouse Pizza,
right,
Lower Thames Street.
Oh, and wow, that's you folks as well.
It is, yes.
Such an interesting place.
Yeah, the property is very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have in Middletown the East Island Reserve Hotel, which I think most notably with locals is the little cottages that have popped up over on East Main Road over by Newport Vineyards.
Exactly. When I say that, you know, we're used to what we're used to, I think that those two biggest changes, the cottages there on East Main Road and then the changeover from Firehouse Pizza to the Firehouse Inn are two, you know, fairly high-profile renovations that have taken place on the island. How's it been for you this season?
Been great.
Yeah, it's been really good, especially with the Firehouse Inn as well. We kept true to the Firehouse theme.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of little aspects of that have stuck with the Firehouse Inn into, you know, from the original firehouse that it was, you know, back when.
Right. So what is your booking model there? Can people just stay for a night? Are you requiring people to come for a full week, or is it changed by property?
It all varies. So with the lofts, it tends to be, you know, two nights and up. A lot of people do stay for weeks at a time, which is great. You know, the East Island Reserve also, you know, nightly, you know, up to, you know, a week if they'd like. In addition, the inns are your typical bed and breakfast style, which, you know, could be anywhere from one to two to three nights.
Right. So the inn itself would be, it seems like those are, you know, the individual rooms. You'd get, you know, like individuals or a couple with a small child coming in. But then the lofts and the cottages out at East Island Preserve, those would be for more families or corporate, or
yeah,
what do you tend
exactly
to get there?
So they all vary. It's really great with the inns. In addition to, you know, a couple being there, we have had it rented out for groups, whether it be bachelorette parties or wedding parties. It seems to be a great centralized spot for things like that. In addition, East Island is great for families because we have the pool out there and continental breakfast as well.
Yeah.
And then with the lofts, it's more luxury apartment style rentals. So you can get all your friends, all of your family in one central unit and all have, you know, three bedrooms, three bathrooms, a common space. So it really works out well.
We see a lot of interest with the lofts for wedding parties.
Right.
Because people can gather, entertain guests who are in for a wedding weekend or whatnot. All of our, when we do the design of the lofts, each of the bedrooms have an ensuite bathroom. So there's, you know, if there's three bedrooms, there's at least three bathrooms in all of our lofts too. So it's a
very
great
important
gathering space. Yes, yeah. So for getting ready for weddings and things like that, we find that our guests, you know, really, you know, enjoy that. And that's something that we hear all the time, that like that was the benefit, that people could gather in one spot. They weren't crammed in a, you know, a typical hotel room.
Sure.
One bed or two beds, and people could spread out, hang out on balconies or porches. Things, you know, some of our lofts have fireplaces.
Tell us a little about those lofts, because that is such a big buzzword in hospitality these days, and the loft hotels are all the rage. They're building a couple of them in Providence. And is it a certain type of traveler that looks for this type of accommodation? Tell us about the lofts. First of all, describe them.
You know, I wouldn't say or want to kind of categorize it as one type of traveler. We get the wide variety. We get the folks coming to Newport, you know, for business and you know, maybe a few of their colleagues. They can all stay in one spot. You know, we get the families who are coming to town to go to the beach and to see the mansions. And then, you know, we'll get, you and your gal pals in for the weekend or for a birthday or bachelorette, you know, it's a wide variety.
I think she means you, Sarah.
Let it be me.
So that's the beauty of it. It really, it draws the crowd. You know, Thames Street, as we all know, is the heart and soul of Newport.
Yes.
So the fact that they're all located along Thames, you can virtually walk to any thing within 5 minutes.
That is the beautiful thing about that, the walkability of downtown Newport. Yeah.
Definitely. Yes.
For sure. So exciting. This is tremendous. And it's the kind of thing that, you know, those of us who hang around here and are around here, I think it's so great that it's this one exciting company that,
right, that
is,
has these different avenues that you can pursue,
right,
when you're coming to stay in Newport. I think that we as residents, you know, of the area kind of take it for granted a little bit. But
well, we do.
When people come here, having the variety of options, and I like that you have the little individual cottages where you can get a group of people to stay. You have the pool there, but then you can do something traditional like the inn, and then you can do something a little bit less traditional like the lofts there.
Yep. And we're excited to announce, too, we have 5 new inns under development right now.
Oh, congratulations.
The one that will be opening the earliest will be the Town and Tide Inn, which is the former Victorian Ladies Inn on Memorial Boulevard.
Oh, yes. How nice.
So we're going to have our grand opening celebration.
It'll be called Town and Tide?
Town and Tide Inn.
I like it.
It was aptly named because it is a half mile from Easton's Beach and half mile from downtown Newport.
Nice.
So you can, you know, easily walk to both.
Right.
But we're going to be having our grand opening at the Town and Tide in conjunction with the after hours of the Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, that's great.
The 20th of October.
Excellent.
Thursday night from 5 to 7. So we hope all the listeners
come
out and join us.
We'll be there.
That's great. Boy, that is fantastic. What a great story to hear that you're taking this place and, you know, really taking care of it. I think that's tremendous.
It is. It's gorgeous. I mean, the property, even prior to us, you know, getting into it, was beautiful and Victorian. So we did honor a lot of the original architecture. You know, it got a fresh coat of paint, and the interior was all, you know, redone, and it's modern and beautiful and very coastal. It's 12 rooms, different buildings. We have a main house, garden house, carriage house in the back, common space with the shed, which will be kind of our little gathering spot. So it's going to be really exciting. We're really, really excited to share it with everyone. So
congratulations.
Yes.
Thank you.
Very, very exciting. Boy, that's great. So you do offer kind of one-stop shopping for a lot of different kinds of accommodations. And we mentioned a lot of kind of scenarios that people might want to take advantage. But you make it so easy. What's the best way to get in touch with Newport Travel?
I think if you go to vacationnewport.com.
As I said, Vacation Newport.
Vacation, mm-hmm. Yep. If you go to www.vacationnewport.com, you can access our reservation system to take a look and check availability at all of our properties, the Newport Lofts, the Newport Inn, the Firehouse Inn, and the East Island Reserve Hotel. You can also follow us on Instagram and on Facebook.
Well, congratulations again. It sounds like you guys are doing really exciting things in Newport, and we look forward to seeing the new space in October.
Oh,
thank you.
Just great. VacationNewport.com. Excellent. Well, as the business of the week, you receive some gifts and things from us and from the Chamber of Commerce. You'll receive a schedule of advertising announcements on 1540 WADK and also on Mix 99.3. Our FM station, our music station, and that'll be great. You'll receive a gift basket of designer coffee mugs and some custom house coffee and a collection of Mix 99.3 t-shirts, exclusive design, unavailable anywhere.
Excellent.
You guys will be in style.
We have a gift for listeners, too. It's a promotional discount code. 15% off stays from October 1st through February 28th. By using the code CHAMBER, all capital letters,
when you
go to our website. So
all right.
That's a great opportunity if you're having guests for the holidays or just visitors. You need some extra room. You can have them stay with us.
And that's October through?
October 1st through February 28th.
That's fantastic.
Great
Thank
time
you so
of
much
year to come
that.
Here. You bet. VacationNewport.com, our business of the week, sponsored by Humphreys Building Supply. That is our business of Newport County. For the week, Sarah Walker Thompson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
As always, couldn't have done this without you, believe me. It's every Thursday in this hour.
The Surf Club, the Newport waterfront's go-to gathering place, is open every day for lunch and dinner. Outside, with weather permitting, the Surf Shack is open from 11 to 11 with great food and drink and that dynamic view of Newport Harbor. Wait till you savor their Neapolitan-style pizzas that are ready in just minutes out of their state-of-the-art pizza oven. The Surf Club features their incomparable Sunday brunch from 11 to 3, complete with the Build Your Own Bloody Mary and Mimosa Bar. And there's live music outside on Sundays from 4 to 7. Monday nights, check out the beer or wine special that comes with free cheese pizza. Speaking of Monday and pizza, on the third Monday of every month from 6 to 8 p.m., the Surf Club offers a pizza class for $40. Make your own dough and create your own personalized pizza and enjoy a little wine. The Surf Club inside, the Surf Shack outside, right on the Newport waterfront at the end of America's Cup Avenue.
Listen online 24/7 at WADK.com. This is your hometown information station, 1540 WADK Newport.
Did you know that not all heart attacks cause chest pain, especially in women? Heart attacks can feel like a pressure or discomfort in any area of the chest, neck, jaw, arms, back, or abdomen. Women in particular may only feel shortness of breath, nausea, or break out in a cold sweat. If you or someone you love is experiencing